Right Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people.
On RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor, Friday night edition of the show, 18th of June, and hello everybody, hello Diane.
Hello Craig, and how are you this evening?
You know, I'm doing just fine. Just fine. Yeah.
Okay. So am I, except, you know, every time I turn on the news or go online to check out the feeds, it gets more and more upsetting what's happening here in our country.
It does. You know, I was just going through, you know, some news feeds before we connected for the show tonight. I'm just looking at this stuff and I'm going, God, you know, never in my life did I think I would see this kind of crap. You know,
the generalized crap going on, or do you have a specific crap in mind?
No, it's just all of it in general. You know, I mean, it's hard to pick out specifics when the crap load hits the fan, it all kind of blends together.
True.
You know,
no, that's very true. And it's sad what's happening to our country and this whole thing with cancel culture. It's time we cancel culture.
Well,
and, it's just getting out of hand.
You know, I was talking to my friend Tony Baker. Tony, he works in Senator Tom Brewer's office. Senator Brewer's, you know, my district senator here in Nebraska, State Senator Tom Brewer. And I hadn't talked to Tony in a while, and I called him this afternoon just to check in with him, see what was going on. He's keeping a real, real sharp eye on some of these election audits that are going on in different places. And
so are we.
Well, so are we, but, you know, Tony's got a little inside. Maybe, you know, he's got a little bit more inside knowledge than your average Joe would mm-hmm. have. And one of the things that they keep talking about that, you know, was apparently hooked up with some of these elections, you know, let's say the Maricopa County or the one in Atlanta, you know, just a couple examples. There is a way to tell point blank exactly what kind of malfeasance was going on because they have these systems. Now, I can't get into detail about what the systems are, but Tony indicated to me that he thinks in the next 4 to 6 weeks, some major crap is going to hit the fan because if those systems were in place, and he believes they were, the real story is going to come out. I just had a little pop-up thing here. That's what that sounder was for anybody
that
heard that.
If it comes out that the voting was all wrong, more people voted than registered, and that Trump really won the election, then we're going to have to face a very serious crisis in this country because the Constitution only calls for an election day one day every 4 years for president.
Right.
We're going to have to find a way to legally circumnavigate that and throw this administration out.
Well, I agree, but, you know, and I asked Tony about that. I said, you know, the Constitution, and he said, yeah, I know. He said, it's going to be almost impossible, if not completely impossible, to throw these idiots out, you know. But we talked about it back and forth. Anyway, whatever this system is, you know, Tony's a former Army ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he was a colonel, and he said the last time he ever was involved where that kind of a tracking system was used, he was he was literally in a skiff. Everything was top secret. And this is, you know, it's the same, it's the same kind of tracking unit. So that's how high tech this stuff is.
Right.
And he thinks in 4 to 6 weeks.
And don't think, you know, there's more to these audits than most people think, because they're auditing for a reason, not just to find out the votes. But don't think that certain people behind the audits don't have a possible plan in place to right this stolen election.
Well, I hope that's the case. We'll find out. You know, but I mean, and Tony said to me this afternoon, he said, Craig, I never, you know, he said, this kind of malfeasance is bound to happen in a representative republic eventually. But he said, I never thought I would see it in my lifetime. And,
no,
you know, but here we are.
I kind of knew it was coming when Obama got in. I knew the sheeple, you know, how that whole election was manipulated in his favor by playing the race card.
Right.
America's first black president. No one has played the race card or used it more effectively than Obama. So right. I knew what was coming next, that we were going downhill from that point. And I don't even think we've reached rock bottom yet. We're pretty close, but I don't think we're there yet.
No, not quite. Not quite. But it, you can see rock bottom from here.
Yeah.
You know?
You can look in the pit and see it. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a pretty sight. Folks, we don't have any set topics. You know, we don't have any op-eds or commentaries that we're talking about tonight. It's Friday night. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, and we've picked out four basic things from the pile of crap that's going on, and we thought we'd kind of go through these. We're going to be talking about some stuff on the world stage. We're going to be talking about some stuff from the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the world of media, and we're going to wrap up the show tonight by talking about women's underwear.
Yeah. Now, don't think we're being funny. There's a very serious, we are being funny, but there's a very serious underlying issue with this. And it has nothing to do with the physical garment underwear.
Yeah, there's an underlying issue with the underwear.
Yes.
So that's what we're getting into tonight. Let's start with the big meeting that took place on Wednesday between Biden and Putin.
You mean the meeting where we got nothing, Putin got everything, he got to parade around on the world stage, and Biden looked like a fool.
That's the one. That's the meeting.
That's the meeting?
Yeah, that's the that's the one. You know, to begin with, Biden shows up for the meeting with note cards.
Yeah. Here it is, you're meeting with the leader of the country who is the superpower right under you, and you're going in there with cheat sheets.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. That doesn't.
No, it's not a good sign. It's not coming from a position of strength, that's for sure.
No, not in any way, shape, or form. I guarantee you, Putin had his way. The whole time, the whole meeting was going on. Putin was running that show. Putin was in charge of that meeting. Whatever Putin wanted, Putin got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what. But now, here's a couple of things from that meeting that were just staggeringly stupid on Biden's part. Now, we expect stupidity from Biden. We do.
Right.
But this goes well beyond your average Biden stupidity. He provided Vladimir Putin with a list of 16 infrastructure entities that are off limits.
Yeah, real, real smart, Uncle Joe, let me tell you. He also gave back something that Russia wanted that Trump took away, and that was the pipeline, a specific pipeline that goes from Russia to Germany. It goes under the Black Sea. And it was a gas pipeline, and the reason it was so critical and why Trump cut it, Germany was now buying their natural gas, et cetera, from our adversary instead of from us.
Right.
And Trump cut that, and Biden gave it back.
Well, think about this. Trump cut that pipeline and okayed the Keystone XL. Biden did just the opposite. He cut the Keystone XL and gave Russia back this pipeline.
Right. Well, you know, the cutting of the Keystone pipeline to me is worse because that put Americans out of work. It took away our total energy independence. In other words, Biden screwed this country and we the people. And because of that, gas prices are rising. People are out of work. The unemployment rolls are going up again. The adjunct industries are suffering. And Biden, he just doesn't care because he doesn't know what the hell he did anyway.
No, he doesn't have a freaking clue. You know, our energy independence, we were actually exporting oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now we're importing it again.
From countries that don't like us very much, including Iran.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely nuts. But let me get back to these 16 infrastructure things. You see, folks, when you do that with a guy like Putin, you're literally telegraphing these are the 16 most important infrastructure entities we have.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he gave them to the Russians.
Yeah, I mean, If they're that important, do you really want the Russians to know they're that important? Okay.
No.
But it also tells Putin something else. These are the 16 most important ones we have, and these are the ones we drew a red line around. But the rest of them, have at it. What the hell?
People have to understand, okay? Yes, Russia spies on us, and there is hacking to whatever degree going on, but we're doing the same thing.
Well, of course we are. Everybody does.
Everybody in this day and age is spying, hacking into everybody else. Okay, so we're accusing Russia, but Russia is also accusing us of doing the same thing. You notice, though, all of that had tempered down under Trump. And it's only coming back again under Biden.
Seems to me the only country that may not be doing the hacking is India, because they're fixing everybody else's computers for them.
That's true.
You know, they're all the hackers' tech support people.
Well, right now they're suffering really bad with the COVID, so I don't think they're doing much of anything.
Well, not right now. But here's something else. Let me bring this up, because this is also just one of those damn staggering things. As soon as the meeting between Biden and Putin was over, Biden in the meeting told Putin, "Here's something I'm going to do for you." And he put a freeze, Biden did. He put a freeze on sending weapons to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now,
he's going to send a lot of blankets, though.
Yeah, but think about this. Doing that is one of the things the liberals tried to impeach Trump for doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay now.
It's okay now. No, the weapons are going to be blankets, I can assure you. But you know what happened today also? Because of Biden's performance at the G7 and at the summit, there is the White House got a letter from 14 GOP lawmakers, including the former White House physician Ronnie Jackson, demanding that Biden take a cognitive test to ensure he is mentally fit to lead the nation.
Well, do we need an actual test for that?
I guess to keep it above board and kosher, you need a test. But, I mean, this is getting serious, folks.
If they ever do, and they never will, they'll never give him the test. But if they ever do, they better check him for earpieces and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Drugs and all sorts of stuff, you know. I wouldn't be surprised to keep Uncle Joe awake if he's not on some kind of amphetamines or something.
It's just mind-blowing. You look back at that whole G7 summit, there wasn't one single moment in that whole thing that Biden wasn't getting laughed at by the world.
I know. Biden wasn't the one just getting laughed at. We, the people, the United States of America, was getting laughed at.
I'm surprised he found his way back to the airplane to come home.
That's true. But again, I blame his wife and family for this because they know damn well that this man is not mentally or physically capable of carrying out the job of President of the United States. Doesn't mean Kamala Harris is. She's worse in a whole different aspect. But this has been a charade from day one.
I mean, and you knew...
It's covering for Obama. That's all it is.
You knew things were going to go downhill pretty fast when, Biden walked into the first meeting and the first question he asked was, is today Tapioca Tuesday? right there.
Yeah.
Right there. It was not going to be a very good week for U.S. and Joe Biden. The Supreme Court had what I considered a very unusual ruling. I figured it would go 6-3 at best. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Diane, this thing went unanimous.
Right. And what this case involved and why it's unanimous is like, oh my God, the liberals sided with something religious. It was to settle a dispute against the city of Philadelphia over whether it should be banned from participating in the city's foster program because it excludes same-sex couples.
Right.
And it was brought by the Catholic Social Services. They actually sided with Catholic Social Services that they have every right to exclude same-sex couples from their foster program.
Now, Catholic Social Services, that's a religious-run social services organization, okay?
Yes.
And, no matter what you think, their religion, the what they follow says no same-sex, no same-sex marriages, right. No same-sex couples. And, part of that is they're not going to place children in foster care with same-sex couples. Well, in Philadelphia, that pissed off the liberal Marxists to the nth degree. And, of course, they sued Catholic Social Services and said, we demand. And Catholic Social Service, no, we're not going to do that. That's against our religion. Well, I figured the flaming liberals on the high court would side side against the Catholic Social Services. I was shocked when they didn't.
I was very shocked. Not at our side, but at the liberal side, because usually, they're all champions of gay rights and all that. And I'm all for gay rights if it follows the law as written. And apparently, the Supreme Court saw it that way. The law as written rules in favor of the church.
Now, let me ask you this. This is one of those kind of, I wonder type of questions. Do you think there's going to be trickle down when it comes to private entities, let's say the bakery that doesn't want to do wedding cakes for same-sex marriages? Do you think this ruling might trickle down to that, where they, if they say we've got a religious objection to this and we're not going to do it, that they get the free pass on that?
I look at the wedding cake debacle a little bit differently. A bakery is in business to make money. Okay, I believe they should have baked the cakes for the gay couples. However, because it's supposedly against their religious views, they should have said to the gay couples, I will bake your cake, but I want you to know your money is now going into, let's say, church programs.
Okay, right.
I think that whole situation was handled wrong.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I do. And I think, you know, the bakery, they had several ways they could have handled it.
Yes.
You know, but they just put their foot down and said, no, nope, not going to do this. Not going to happen. Not in this bakery.
And what does a cake have to do with your beliefs? Okay, the bakers were against gay couples. That's fine. They can have their personal beliefs. But why bring it into your business? Why make yourself the center of a major controversy, which is really never in the end going to go the way you want it? Why not just bake the cake and donate the money, let's say, to anti-gay programs or whatever, or education programs or something else?
Wouldn't it makes sense.
Make more sense?
It certainly makes more sense. Without a doubt, it makes more sense. And, you know, back when that was all going on, you and I talked about that on the air. Why don't they just do that?
We even wrote about it. I mean, I think the bakers, the gay couple that went in knowing the views of the bakers, they're just as guilty as the bakers. Because what both sides did was they prostituted themselves for publicity.
They did. Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that.
Well, I'm not either. But still, that doesn't answer the question. Do you think a ruling like this, being 9-0, might trickle down to that? I mean, obviously, no. This ruling was because Catholic Social Services. This is an entity of the church itself. The bakery is not connected to a church.
Right. No, I think the liberal courts will side with the baker. I mean, yeah, with the liberal courts will side with the gay couple.
Right.
The conservatives will side with the baker. The outnumbering might or might not go with the baker, because we never know what Roberts is going to do.
Yeah, he's a wild card and a loose cannon.
And you want to know something? So is Barrett. You know I'm no fan of hers. I don't trust her.
I don't know what to make of her. And I don't know what to make of Kavanaugh half the time either.
Yeah, because rulings that we thought they were going to side on the conservative side, they sided with the liberal side. So I'm not so sure about these three.
And now the Supreme Court did mess up again. You know, we can thank Roberts for this, but they messed up again on Obamacare this week.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they have literally, thanks to Roberts, they have literally rewritten the law and averted the Constitution to keep Obamacare alive.
Right. Roberts could have killed Obamacare years ago. A better Republican plan could have gone into effect. But for whatever reason, I mean, he keeps saying the Commerce Clause. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, it's got to be more than that.
It has to be more than that because, yeah, it violated the Commerce Clause, you know, going over state lines, but I just don't know his mindset on that.
Nobody does. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you go back years ago when Obamacare first came up to the Supreme Court level, the way the Obamacare law was written, it was unconstitutional. There's no
Correct.
Doubt about
With
it.
The mandate, because of the mandate.
The mandate was unconstitutional. Roberts literally legislated from the bench. He rewrote the law on the bench so that it would be constitutional. That is not the job of the Supreme Court or any individual justice. But this week, he did virtually the same thing again.
Right. The justice's job is to interpret the law as per the Constitution. Their job is not to legislate from the bench. It is not to push forward their own personal agendas or anything even remotely like it. Roberts way overstepped his bounds.
He did. But in this case, the Philly case with the Catholic Social Services and foster care for kids, all nine of them went the same direction on this. I was absolutely gobsmacked. I never saw that coming.
No, I didn't see it coming either. I thought it would be switched along party lines. But they did it, basically, the lawyers for the city said that this case, whatever, lacks a constitutional right to demand that DHS offer it a contract that omits the same non-discrimination requirement every other FFCA must follow when performing services for the city. In fact, legal mumbo-jumbo basically won this case.
Well, if you know anything about the Constitution, anything, you could clearly see Catholic Social Services was in the right. But, these liberal judges on the high court, they don't always pay much attention to the Constitution. So that's why I thought, well, they'll surely go with the gay couples on this. But, boy, they didn't. And it was shocking to me.
I'm a little shocked at the verdict for another reason as well. As our listeners know, I have nothing against gay people whatsoever. I believe they can live their lives. Don't push your lifestyle on me. But if it works for you, you're in a committed relationship, fine. Also, if you're in a committed relationship, a gay committed relationship, there are so many children in the foster care system that nobody wants. Wouldn't it be better to let these children live with a committed gay couple and have a family than to live in the system? I think
yes.
It would be in some cases.
In some cases. I feel the same way you do. You know, to each their own. If you're not breaking the law, have at it. You know, if you know, whatever it is makes you happy, if you know, being in a gay relationship, if that is your thing, okay. You know, that's, you know, what your personal life is no more my business and my personal life is somebody else's.
Right. But don't push it in schools. Don't push it on individuals. Just
right.
Live your life like everybody else. Most committed gay people want just what straight people want.
Well,
they want to go to work, live their life, raise their children. There are so many needy children in the foster system that have no homes, no one to take care of them.
Well, the good news is Catholic Social Services is not the only foster care system in the city
Correct.
Of Philadelphia.
Correct. Correct. And they're right in what they did because that's their belief. It's a private church-run organization, and they have every right to say, no, we don't want this. But you know what? A lot of these people always forget what you and I do. We look at the bigger picture.
True. Yeah, that's very
true.
These
are children's lives, children, throwaway children, children that people didn't want. And here it is, you have committed gay couples. And that's the difference. They have to be committed, not the, you know, not fly around, we go with anybody we want. Committed gay couples who are willing to take these children, I really don't see what's wrong with giving them a shot at it.
Well, and other foster care entities in Philadelphia will.
Right.
Okay. You know, and they can, you know, gay couples can still adopt, and they, you know, I mean, that's,
right.
You know, they just, the church, you know, the Catholic Church in Philadelphia says, we are not going to, you know, advocate that, we're not going to support that, we're not going to have anything to do with that, and they have that right, so.
And they do, and that's why the case went the way it did. But I think sometimes, you know, these cases, you really got to look at the picture and think what you're doing.
Well, but you know, the church is a church is a church. Okay?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, look, I'll come right out and say it, and then we got to go to break. But I don't know that the Catholic Church as a whole really has the moral high ground, given their history with pedophilia and, you know, I mean, that's a whole separate question. That's
right.
A whole separate
and
issue.
The two really are separate, but I understand what you're saying.
You know where I'm coming from.
That whole pedophilia was not just limited to the Catholic Church.
No, but they have a long history of it, and they had a long history of covering it up and moving priests from point A to point B, just, you know, shifting the problem to somewhere else. And, you
right.
know, so,
right.
I mean, I don't know how much real moral high ground any, and I'm not just signaling out the Catholics. I don't know really how much moral high ground any religious entity has when you get right down to it. But that's
sadly,
a topic for a whole different show.
Sadly, that's true.
Yeah. Topic for a whole different show. Folks, we've passed the bottom of the hour, so let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the media, specifically Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, and we're going to be talking about ladies' underwear. So stand by. More Right Side Patriots after this.
Hey guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, go to RSPRadio1.com tomorrow morning. Podcast will be there. Just click that button on podcast. Podbean is our podcast host, and we'd love to have you as one of our pod people. Growing number of pod people, too.
Yes. And thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Okay, so Chris Cuomo. This is one of those kind of rhetorical questions, but how can a guy have his head so far up his ass and still have a chip on his shoulder at the same time?
When your name is Cuomo, it's possible.
I guess so. I mean, Cuomo from CNN, he gets on Twitter, and he's having one of those I'm better than everybody else moments. People were accusing him of bias in his reporting, if you can call it reporting. I don't, but, you know, I guess for lack of a better term. And he says, really, you think I'm biased? Prove it. Prove one instance. Give me one example of where I was biased. Diane, what happened?
Well, let's just say, let's give a number of them. First of all, they're saying that he was biased when he declared that protesters don't need to be peaceful. Huh? He was accused of lying about quarantining himself during his bout with coronavirus. He ignored scandals related to Hunter Biden and his brother, most especially the nursing home scandal. He also was advising his brother, you know, in the middle of his sexual misconduct claims, and he didn't admit that he was doing it until the scandal was made public in, you know, the national media.
Right.
I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. In fact, I mean, there were other journalists like Joe Concha, for example, who saying that Chris Cuomo should have been fired or suspended a long time ago.
Well, he should have been. If you look at his history, you know, I mean, you know, you go back as far as you want. I mean, the guy was kissing Obama's butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what Obama did, no matter how obtuse it was, you know, apologizing for America onward, right? He was kissing Biden or Obama's butt, everything. Trump gets into office. Everything Trump did, you know, I mean, how long did Chris Cuomo cling like a dingleberry to the whole Russian collusion thing, which was disproven really from the jump?
Absolutely.
That's not bias, I don't know what is.
Well, he went so far as to tell, you know, Governor Cuomo, who hopefully will not be governor again, but Governor Cuomo, that he should now set up as his basic defense that he is a victim of cancel culture, and that he should say that the GOP wants Jim Crow laws, sort of meld the two to make yourself, meaning his brother, a hero for the underdog.
Good grief.
Yep.
I mean, it's just transparently biased.
Yeah.
All right.
He wouldn't talk about any of the stories related to Hunter Biden.
Still won't talk about Hunter Biden, even after Hunter Biden was calling his attorney a nigger in emails. Still won't talk about Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he was still defending his brother after the actual health department of New York said they undercounted nursing home deaths related to coronavirus. He was still defending his brother. His brother did a better job with coronavirus than our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did, who kept our state open, operating, and functioning.
Right. Right. So somebody gets on Twitter the other day and says that Chris Cuomo constantly denies facts he doesn't like. Okay.
True. He does.
Cuomo jumps on there and says, name one, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
right? Well, that started the avalanche. Okay. Yes. People were climbing on that Twitter account, and I mean it got ugly. But Cuomo ignored all of that, and he went to, there was some guy on Twitter, some person, I don't know if it was a guy or a woman, somebody on Twitter, that only has like 10 followers, and put something on there. So Cuomo jumps on that, thinking, well, hell, I can jump on this, and I can spout my nonsense here, and nobody will see it. Well, people did see it. You know, he ignored dozens and dozens and dozens of examples that he asked for on his thread, and starts attacking this other person, and then people came over there and started attacking Cuomo on that thread. Yeah.
I mean, in fact, I'm looking at the thread right now.
It's funny.
It is funny. It's funny. It's a bunch of lies. If it wasn't so pathetic, it would really be funny, but it's pathetic in its own right, because the man is clueless, or he's so indoctrinated to the left that he doesn't know. He obviously doesn't know right from wrong, but he's mentally ill in his own right.
He is. Folks, do you remember Stormy Daniels? Stormy Daniels was suing Trump and, you know, all that. Well, Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, was like buddy-buddy with Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo had Michael Avenatti on his show every night for months and months. You know? And then Avenatti comes out. He gets caught as a shyster attorney and a liar and you know, manufacturer of fake dirt and all this stuff. Chris Cuomo's bias certainly didn't show there. He never reported that Avenatti was in trouble.
I know.
I mean, all you got to do with Chris Cuomo, honestly, all you got to do with that guy.
And I love the one where he says, a man named Chris wrote, "You shouldn't say the things you're saying because your brother killed thousands of nursing home residents." And that's the truth.
That's 100% true. All you got to do with Chris Cuomo is watch him for 5 minutes. You can come up with five examples of his bias.
Yeah, both of them are, they're nothing like their father Mario Cuomo was, that's for sure.
No, he's probably spinning like a lathe in his grave.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Mario Cuomo, he was, you know, he was a Democrat, but he was more of a Kennedy Democrat. He was a blue dog.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't off the rails like these two idiots.
No. And these two are bad. But Chris Cuomo needs a mental institution. His brother Andrew needs serious jail time.
They're the dynamic duo of New York disaster.
And then you can throw in de Blasio for good measure.
Why not? He's off the rails too. I mean,
very much so.
But yeah, a guy like Chris Cuomo should not go on Twitter and say, "Name one instance where I was biased."
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you what the pathetic part of that is.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he is biased.
No.
He doesn't see his own bias.
What he should have said is, "Name one instance where I wasn't biased." I bet that, you can't even come up with one.
It'd be pretty darn hard. I mean, yes. You know, the guy's on TV 5 nights a week. And he's showing his bias and lying and making crap up and every show, you know. Yeah. Here, let me give you a prime example. His show is on. He had Don Lemon on. Okay, Don Lemon also has his own show on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Don Lemon is black. Chris Cuomo told Don Lemon at the end of an interview, you know, I'm black on the inside.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
No, I mean, Chris, you're actually red, blue, and sort of liquid.
I mean, you know, I'm black on the inside, he tells him. Okay. So he's identifying with the black community. He's showing that he's in solidarity with the BLM. Right?
I think the black community.
Let me finish. Okay. So this is why he says this. He's trying to, you know, I'm one of you people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when Hunter Biden email comes out where he's calling his attorney a nigger over and over and over again, you would think a guy who's black on the inside would call Hunter Biden out for that. But bias, he didn't do it.
No. No. And he's doing identity politics. He thinks it's going to help, you know, his ratings. But it makes him look like a fool.
His ratings are in the toilet.
I know. I know. And why CNN keeps him, the only reason I can think of is because they relish in the controversy.
That, and he's got a pipeline to New York governor.
True. Who really needs serious jail time.
So, I mean, you figure it out for yourself, folks. All right, finally, tonight, ladies' underwear. Yes, we're talking about women's underwear on Right Side Patriots, but there's a reason for this. Mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret, for years and years and years and years, has been the gold standard when it comes to sexy lingerie. Okay.
Right.
The Victoria's Secret catalog, the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Victoria's Secret angels, the supermodels, mm-hmm. right? All of this, they're throwing it all away. They're throwing the brand under the bus. No more angels. No more. Because apparently, they're not woke enough.
Victoria's Secret has literally destroyed themselves. They are rebranding themselves as inclusive. They are rebranding, but in a bad sense, they are rebranding themselves as, I can't even find the right word. They are rebranding themselves as not just woke, but seriously woke after being banged on the head out of fear of being canceled, maybe.
I don't know. I've watched, I can't even tell you how many Victoria's Secret fashion shows. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got models of all color.
Right.
On there. I don't know how much more inclusive you can be. All right? The catalogs, same thing.
Okay. Right.
But here's what they've done. They've gotten rid of the angels. Henceforth and forevermore, no more Victoria's Secret angels. They have decided, rather than doing a Victoria's Secret fashion show, because that's gone too. Okay. No more of that. Now, they're going with a Victoria's Secret inclusive podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you who's going to be on the podcast. Let me tell you who's hosting the podcast. An actress from India by the name of Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Megan Rapinoe.
Folks, if you don't remember who she is, she's the gay athlete that took a knee.
Soccer player.
A soccer player, right?
Yep, purple hair, soccer player, American hating, man hating. She's a harpy. I call her a harpy. Okay, she's a shrew. She's mm-hmm. an angry little woman. And it came out today. that 10 years ago she was being rather racist on Twitter toward Asians. Okay, yeah. So how woke is she, right? But, you know, right. That doesn't really matter to the liberals. Let me tell you who else is going to be a part of this podcast. Okay? There is model and body advocate Paloma Elsesser. Okay, she's a plus-size model. She's black. She's a plus-size model. There is 17-year-old Chinese-American freestyle skier Eileen Gu. There is somebody by the name of Amanda D. Cadenet. She is a media personality. She is also a washed-up, has-been, never-was actress. Okay, she's from the UK. There is South Sudanese-Australian model Audit Aka. And finally, because we're being inclusive and because we're woke now, Victoria's Secret, the sexy ladies' underwear company, as part of their new group of spokespeople replacing the Angels, is Valentina Sampaio, a transgender model.
This has gone too far. Okay, what is Victoria's Secret's now going to make underwear with pouches for transgenders?
We prefer to call those
to be transgender people.
We prefer to call those banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. Victoria's Secret's has totally killed their company, because you have to understand, folks, when you add up, let's say, all the transgender people in the U.S., put them in with all these woke people, these woke celebrities, you're talking about a very small percentage of the population. They are willing to give up the major population group, women, regular women, go into Victoria's Secrets and buy their undies and their little nighties and all sorts of things and loungewear. They're going to lose all of those people. For what? For this woke nonsense?
Yes.
I know I'll never buy from them again.
It's dumbfounding when it you is. Think about it. I mean, okay, so you're going to have an actress from India, you're going to have an American hating...
Well, she's actually here now. Well, she's Meghan Markle's best friend.
Well, there you go. There you go, okay? You got American hating, kneeling, man-hating Megan Rapinoe. You've got a freestyle skier who's only 17 years old talking about her underwear. Okay, you've got this has-been, never-was, washed-up actress from the UK, and you've got a transgender model. And instead of doing catalogs and instead of doing the big Victoria's Secret fashion show that was nationally televised for years, instead of doing all this stuff, you got a podcast. They're going to be sitting around on a podcast talking about underwear and life in general. That's going to sell Victoria's Secret panties? Really?
What I would like to see is what's going to happen to the Victoria's Secret stores in the mall. Seriously, I wonder how long it's going to be before Victoria's Secret either goes back to their old format or stores start to close.
I'll bet you it's going to happen rapidly.
I think it will. I think it will, too. When you have a transgender person talking about women's underwear, and they're not fully transgender, folks. They just, you know, make themselves look like women. Most of them don't have the guts to go through the operation. And then you've got the anti-American...
They may not have the guts, Diane, but they do have the balls.
They do have the balls, right. I mean, they have destroyed, literally destroyed their brand.
What in the world are they thinking?
They've lost me as a customer, and I guarantee you millions of other women as well.
And millions of men who used to buy the stuff for their girlfriends and their wives, or both, in some cases. I mean,
it's so stupid, Craig. It's so ludicrous. There's no way to describe this. This woke crap has gone too far. This cancel culture crap has gone too far. Is that what we've become as a nation?
Apparently. At least that's what companies like this think.
I hope they fail.
You know,
if they're turning their backs on their customers, their you know, longtime loyal customers, they're turning their backs on all of them for this bunch of losers.
Well, you want the silver lining to the dark cloud?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any entrepreneurial spirits listening to this show, either live or on the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever thought, boy, would I like to open a women's lingerie company where I could make millions of dollars selling sexy women's underwear, but you never did it because why bother? Victoria's Secret has that market cornered. Now's your chance.
That's true.
That's the silver lining of this. Now is your opportunity. If you waited long enough, opportunity would present itself. Well, Victoria's Secret is shooting themselves in their own underpants. Get out there, somebody, and corner the market.
A lot of the Victoria's Secret hierarchy was saying, well, we're coming across as very sexist. So what? You're a company selling women's lingerie. Why not? What's wrong with being sexist is what I want to know.
Embrace.
What's wrong with heralding women? That's no good anymore either.
Embrace the sexy models. God knows I would if I had the chance.
I mean, this has just gone too far. This isn't the America we grew up in, folks, but it's the America the Democrats are trying to force down our throats. And it's really time to say no to this crap.
Well, the interesting part of this to me with Victoria's Secret is when you look at the lineup they're going to have on this podcast, they got a dude representing women, and they've got Rapino representing men.
In the photo they have of her, in her publicity photo, if you didn't know who she was, you'd think this was a man.
Well, she's built like a 12-year-old schoolboy.
Yeah, no, I mean her face, everything. You think this was a man. This is a mockery. What they have done is made a mockery of women. They were plenty inclusive before. They had black models, short models, thin models, beautiful models, models that were, you know, so-so, but they were the average person. They were inclusive before for women.
Yeah, now obviously during the big fashion show every year they use supermodels, you know, and stuff. But that's what got, I mean, it was brand identity for crying out loud.
It was entertainment. It was entertainment.
Yes, yes, it was.
That's all it was. And now they're going to go the way of Nike. Nike is losing a fortune for what they've done. Victoria's Secrets will go the same way. And you know what? For doing what they've done, I don't care if they tank.
I don't either. But all I can say is, thank God I've got 5 years of that Victoria's Secret supermodel show on DVR. Thank God. Well, Diane, we've reached the end of the show tonight. How about that?
Yeah, it went fast.
It did. I think it's time for us to wrap this up.
I think so, too. And next Tuesday, we'll be back to our regular format and some more serious topics with a little snark thrown in. So, nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday.